Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. St. Paul tells us that mortal life is a race and that we are in it to win it. At school, as a 13-year-old, we had a teacher who taught us a lot about horse racing, his passion. Here I discovered the importance of blinkers for certain horses. Their primary reason is to keep the horse focused on the path ahead, limiting his peripheral vision to avoid distraction. Blinkers date back a lot further than we realise. The story goes that they were invented by a preacher who had made a wager with a friend that he could get his horse to go up the stairs of his house. Although the horse did this no problem, difficulties arose when he tried to get it to come back down again. The preacher realised that if he covered the horse's eyes, he would be less afraid and would be able to be led back down. And it worked. Wearing blinkers can reduce vision from as much as 180 degrees to as little as 30 degrees. Every trainer must know each horse and work to maximise their useful impact. God's love is such that he knows each one of us intimately. Certainly, I was blinkered in my first flush of Christian enthusiasm. I ran fast and focused, only slowly becoming aware that life was a marathon, not a sprint. As I encountered all the many challenges in my life, I began to run out of steam. Energy levels dropped. I was aware Christian discipleship was not quite as simplistic as I had assumed. I knew where I was headed, but could not know the length of my race. Keeping going when wearied by life experience proved increasingly difficult. My experienced trainer, God, now removed the blinkers. And with my spiritual peripheral vision, I saw that mortality invites me to see challenge as opportunity. This I can only do through God's grace. For there is nothing I face in life that Jesus has not himself faced. Aging, I found, brings its own benefits drawn from experience. However, for me at least, it also raises deep questions as to the value and purpose of mortal life. This may sound as if my thinking is to contradict God. However, I feel it's that God's removed my blinkers and now I can see clearly and comprehend God's plan. It's inspired my life of active prayer, alerted me to the reality that prayer is now the most potent contribution I have to make to God's eternal purpose. Now I can clearly see the fragility of human existence and humanity's need for God. The blinkers are off. I see everything around me, yet I know my purpose. As we enter into the God space today, invite God, your trainer, to continue to prepare you for the race of life. Your initial charge may well have placed you head of the race, yet your life is a marathon and not a sprint. Finding your stamina to stay true to the end of the race is the challenge life presents. Amen. I'm no longer just running the race as fast as I can. Now I see the course I have to complete and know the stamina I need to conserve so I complete my course successfully. Now, please do write to me, micah.jazz@premier.org, with any of your questions and insights. I love to hear from you and will write back personally and in confidence as soon as I can. And also visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope to receive and follow along with these daily meditations at home, either in print or direct to your favourite mobile device, or on the app Podbean as a daily podcast. You can join me this Sunday for Premier Life, where we celebrate God's love with worship, with prayer, and one of your own wonderful testimonies, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now from me, it's goodbye and God bless.